Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
2014 was a big year here on Earth, but enough about us Earthlings. What was happening in space? Jeff Brumfield is NPR's science correspondent. He's with us from Washington, D.C. on this New Year's Eve. Jeff, when you think about this year that's ending fast, what's the most exciting thing from 2014 for you?
Oh, definitely the comet landing would be the most exciting thing. When the European Space Agency spent 10 years getting a spacecraft to a comet. And I guess it was in November that the spacecraft deployed a little lander that was supposed to go down and harpoon itself to the surface of the comet. That didn't work, but they still kind of landed. They bounced, they landed again, and it was very cool.
It was very cool technologically, but also just kind of visually.
Yeah, of course. It had great visuals. I mean, the whole mission, I have to say, when I first heard about it, I was kind of like, go to a comet. Sounds like maybe we've done that before, but we really haven't sort of sidled up next to a comet and orbited it, taken all these high-resolution photos, and then tried to put something on the surface. So, yeah, I mean, it's given us a lot.
Remind us what the purpose was of this.
Comets are a very important, we think they're a very important building block to the solar system. They are believed to be the source of a lot of the materials that made up the planets that possibly made up the Earth. And so people have really wanted to study comets and understand them better. And no one's really had a chance to travel with a comet around the sun to sort of sit next to one and do a lot of measurements. So this was a pretty big opportunity for scientists. And we already have learned a fair bit. I mean, I think the first thing is, if you remember the shape of the comet, some people say it looks like a rubber duck. I kind of hate that because it doesn't. It looks like a weird comet. It's sort of this knobby
thing. Which looks like a rubber duck.
Yeah, all right. From some angles, it looks like a rubber duck. I'm willing to concede that. But it's sort of this knobby thing with two big lobes. It's not sort of the way you imagine a comet might look. So that was sort of the first surprise. Scientists didn't know this at all. They were expecting it to be spherical or something rounder or oblong. They didn't expect this shape. Then, I mean, I guess the other thing that they found is, this is the big result so far, comets were believed to be a possible source of all the water on Earth. They now believe that's not the case. They think maybe asteroids are the source of water instead. So that's a really huge development in terms of understanding our own planet. And then the third thing they found out, my personal sort of favorite fun fact about comets, is that they smell really, really bad.
What do they smell like?
Well, they smell like kind of a mix of, well, let's see, the chemicals they have on there are ammonia, hydrogen sulfide, formaldehyde, and methanol. So the way it's been described to me is sort of a mix of horse manure, rotten eggs, a dead person, and a drunk.
By the way, how do we know all this? Does Rosetta, this robotic mission, have a nose?
It does. It does. It has a lot of different instruments designed to check for trace chemicals coming off the surface, sniff the comet. This lander was supposed to drill into the comet and actually give us a sense of the density and what it's made of. And I think we're gonna see a lot more data and a lot more scientific findings coming out next year.
Okay, now take us from the comet to Mars.
Mars had a pretty good year, I would say. America has two rovers operating on Mars right now. The first one, the Opportunity rover, has been on the planet since 2004. It's been there a whole decade. And this year, it set an off-Earth, off-road record. It drove past the 25-mile mark. NASA also had a new spacecraft arrive at Mars called MAVEN, which is studying its atmosphere. And then the Curiosity rover, which arrived a few years ago, has been continuing its studies. This is sort of the big SUV of Mars rovers. And just this month, NASA announced it had detected methane outbursts on Mars. That could be a possible sign of life. It could also be from geologic processes, so I don't want to get people's hopes up too much. But still, I mean, the fact that they're able to make these measurements and this rover's got a lot of good years left, I think it's been a pretty good year for Mars.
And it sounds like 2015 will continue to be.
Yes, I think so. I think Opportunity will continue to try to move ahead and go further. And Curiosity, obviously, is doing some very good science.
Now, I want you to talk about some new spacecraft that that really drew a lot of attention this year. One interesting thing is that they're using some amazing high-tech equipment, and they have this mid-century design. Mid-century, we know, is very big in home decor these days, but on a spacecraft?
I think my favorite example of this was the unveiling of the Dragon capsule by a private firm called SpaceX back in May. It was like an iPhone launch. The firm's founder and CEO, Elon Musk, was out there in front, and they had a big curtain, you know, and they dropped the curtain. And what you saw, basically, was kind of a capsule, you know, like from the Apollo missions. It was a little fancier. It had legs. It was a little bit sort of more, I don't know, pointy maybe, but it's basically a capsule. We also had Boeing's CST-100 capsule, won a NASA contract in conjunction with SpaceX that also won another part of that contract this year. And NASA's Orion capsule, which is supposed to go into deep space, had a test flight. I think the theme here is, as you said, retro.
We should note that there was a major failure in 2014. Maybe the biggest tragedy was the Virgin Galactic crash. And I wonder if you can tell us what this may mean for private space tourism.
I mean, I think it has been a setback. I think we're still waiting to see just how much of a setback it will be. Richard Branson, the billionaire CEO who's been guiding this company, is still standing behind it for the time being. They're building a new spacecraft. But in parallel with that, we have the NTSB, National Transportation Safety Board, investigating what's been going on. And I think really until we find out what went wrong, it's sort of a holding pattern. It's going to be hard to know what this will do to space tourism.
2015, what are you looking forward to most, Jeff?
2015 is going to be the year of the minor planets, what are called dwarf planets. Yes, it is about time. And I think the thing I'm most excited about is that we're going to be seeing Pluto for the first time. This New Horizons spacecraft is going to be arriving in July, and it'll be the first time we ever get a good look at Pluto. So that should be really fascinating. We know Pluto has mountains. Well, we know it has strong surface features. It could be mountains. It could be craters. We know it has some sort of atmosphere. But we've got no idea what it looks like. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Good. Thank you. NPR science correspondent Jeff Brumfield. Thanks again.
It's been a pleasure.